Welcome again to Save Your Money, Save Your Teeth here on eRadio. It's the go-to podcast where curiosity meets dentistry straight from the experts. I'm Jan, and I'll be chatting to Dr. Clifford Udelman from OptiSmile. We're taking a deep dive into the world of dental care from a consumer's perspective. So whether you're looking to brighten your smile or just protect your wallet, we've got you covered with practical advice and the latest insights. So stick around as we uncover the secrets to maintaining both your dental health and also your finances. Dr. Clifford Udelman, welcome back once again.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back, and looking forward to episode 6 today in our orthodontic series. That's the last one. Just a little bit more specifically about Invisalign, some of the things to expect if you are going to start Invisalign treatment, and hopefully patients have by now, or potential patients, or the public have got a very good idea about what's involved in straightening your teeth with clear aligners, specifically Invisalign in the case of OptiSmile, and we hope to answer a few more questions, and that will wrap up our orthodontic series.
Excellent. So let's get going with the first question. What should patients expect during their first week with Invisalign, doctor?
Imagine for a minute, Ian, you came in a few weeks ago and we did your outcome simulation, and we made financial arrangements with you, and you were very happy and was all a go because you could see what your teeth were going to look like. And it's all very exciting. And we then order a ClinCheck. We've done the ClinCheck, which is where we plan exactly how your teeth are going to look. And we now have ordered the aligners after you approve it. And we get a big box with either 14 aligners or 20 aligners. And now comes your first visit, where you come in and we show you how to take them in and out. And most patients are very surprised how clear they are and how comfortable they are. One thing that sets Invisalign apart is it's laser trimmed above the gum line. It doesn't push on the gums. Generic aligners and other aligners often trimmed and they cover the gums, so it does make your teeth harder to clean. When patients first put them in, they don't really notice much. We show them how to use chewies. Some patients might notice that when they speak to them, it sounds like they have a little bit of a lisp, but people around them can't really notice it, and they get used to it very quickly. If there is a bit of a lisp, it does go away quickly. Some patients are very sensitive to having something in their mouth, and they salivate a bit more than normal in the first few hours. We show them how to use the chewies, which are very easy, and especially that night before they go to bed, we get them to use the chewies for 10 minutes. That helps the aligners to seat fully over the teeth so they can do their job, and it reduces discomfort. And we usually recommend that patients over the first day or two, for any mild discomfort, that they take some Panado. Some patients are very sensitive and they say they do feel the pressure. Other people don't notice anything. That first week, you know, getting used to, other than water or a clear drink like a vodka and soda or something, generally you take your aligners out when you're eating or drinking. You rinse your mouth and you pop them back in, or you brush and floss your teeth and you pop them back in. People get used to that very quickly. You've got a special little case that you put your aligners in. If you wrap them in a tissue, they get thrown away. So we recommend that you always put them, they're either in your mouth or they're in this very discreet little case, a beautiful little case that is very convenient. It fits in your pocket or in your purse. And the first week, patients usually do really, really well.
Okay. And how does daily life change when using Invisalign aligners?
So like I mentioned, maybe a little bit of a change in speech, which people get used to. I think getting, you know, because they're removable, you're going to eat and drink and brush your teeth just like normal. So seamlessly integrates into your daily life right there. Wearing them for 22 hours a day becomes a natural part of the routine. It doesn't really disrupt you, unless you're a person who's used to going to the fridge if you work at home and you're always going and you're grabbing a carrot or a nachi and you're snacking all day. You have to condense that into your normal 3 meals a day. Most people are eating 3 meals a day and maybe a quick snack in the afternoon or mid-morning. If you're a person who sips on cold drinks or coffee, well, that's going to stop. You're going to have to get used to doing that during your meal times or during those snack times, because otherwise they'll be out of your mouth more than they're in. On the Invisalign My Invisalign app, there's a little timer, so you can keep track when you take them out. You hit the app and it starts timing. And it keeps track like weekly how good you are. And yeah, most people don't even notice that someone's wearing aligners. They expect everyone to see it, but they don't notice.
I like the timing function on the app. I think that's very handy. Very, very nice.
Yes. And when we use it in combination with virtual care, which is where you take a photo with your app, at the end of every aligner before you change the next one, we get a report that shows us how well the aligner is fitting and also how many hours a day you've been wearing it. And it uses AI. And if it sees that you're wearing them for long enough and it doesn't see any gaps between the aligner and the tooth, it automatically, everything goes green and it sends you a message. We customize those messages, but it says, you know, keep up the good work. Best regards, Clifford. If it's an orange or a red, I get an email right away. It gives you a red or a yellow, you know, warning, and it says wait for further instruction. So we're able to really, you know, monitor and track. We're using digital tools and AI all the way. So
that's very cool.
Yeah, you're not alone. Yeah, it's an amazing system.
Wow. So what are some tips for maintaining oral hygiene with Invisalign?
So the aligners are very easy to keep clean. You just brush them when you take them out. You rinse them to get any saliva off. And then once a day, you just brush them with lukewarm or cold water and some dish soap and a soft toothbrush. There is stuff you can soak them in. Because you're changing them weekly, they don't really get a chance to pick up stain or get funky. Other liners that you're wearing for two or more weeks and that are just single layer, you know, generic type liners, they can get really foul after a week or two of wearing them. You don't get that with Invisalign. There's also Invisalign cleaning crystals, and there's other foams and gels especially for aligners that you can use if you want to. It's not always necessary. You know, you're just brushing and flossing like normal because you're taking them out. The little attachments that we put on your teeth, the little tooth-colored bits of plastic, they're just little bumps. They're nowhere near the gum, and they don't get in the way of any flossing or brushing. We recommend that patients have a little portable dental hygiene kit with a toothbrush and floss. So, you know, if they want to brush and floss after lunch and they're at work, they've got that with them. But it's not always necessary. We find patients' oral hygiene really, really improves a lot as their teeth get straighter as well.
Doctor, how should patients handle any discomfort or issues with their aligners?
So there really shouldn't be any major discomfort or challenges. Using the aligner chewies properly to help seat the aligners fully and reduce any pressure points is very important. Taking Panados, like I mentioned, avoiding anything with anti-inflammatories, because anti-inflammatory can affect the way the bone remodels. So we recommend avoiding ibuprofen or any other kind of anti-inflammatories. There really shouldn't be any sharp edges or anything that bothers the tongue. If there is a little edge or something, it can be polished with a nail file or even trimmed, but it's very rare that we have to do that for a patient. And we tell people to reach out to us, contact us immediately if there's any concerns about fit or function or discomfort. They really shouldn't have any problems whatsoever.
Okay, well, that's good to know. And then what kind of follow-up care is necessary during and after Invisalign treatment?
So during the Invisalign treatment, we make sure the patients are getting their regular oral hygiene cleanings if their treatment is longer than 4 to 6 months. A lot of patients, as I said, their oral hygiene is really good. So after 3 or 4 months, there's no tartar or plaque and they just keep going. We do our every so often at certain periods during a treatment, we do the progress assessment with the iTero. We always, from the beginning, explain to patients that whether you have braces or any type of aligners, once your teeth are straightened, you need to wear retainers. So that's a very important part of any kind of orthodontic treatment, is you sleep with clear retainers. Invisalign has their own brand of retainers called Vivera retainers. That's V-I-V-E-R-A. And they're unique in that they last up to a year each. And at the end of the Invisalign treatment, we scan you and we order 3 sets of Viveras. So you will stay on your last aligner for a couple of weeks until your Viveras arrive. And then they are just like, exactly like the Invisaligns. They're very comfortable, but they're a little bit thicker and they're harder wearing and they don't flex. And they're obviously not putting any pressure on your teeth. They're just keeping them in the correct position. And you will wear them initially overnight, plus a couple of hours in the morning and the evening for the first several months. And then you can progress to just only at night. And after 7 or 8 months, you don't have to wear them every single night. You can leave them out every second or third night. If a patient's been in retention or finished their Invisalign for a year or two, and they get a bit lazy with their Viveras and they leave it out for a week, when they put the Vivera in, it can be quite tight and they can feel like their teeth have already started to move. And then they just got to wear it more. They have to wear it then every single night until it doesn't feel so tight. And it will guarantee that your teeth won't ever move. 3 or 4 years later, if you need more Viveras, they can be ordered from the original scan. We don't have to rescan you. We've had patients who live overseas and we just order more for them. And then they get shipped over to the patient. If someone's having any kinds of crowns or veneers or injection molded composite bonding after their Invisalign, we'll make sure that we finish that treatment before we scan and order their Viveras, because we need it to fit over the new dental work. They're fantastic because they do protect your injection molding or your veneers. And for a lot of patients who grind their teeth, it protects your teeth against wear. And we're now seeing patients coming back 3 and 4 years later, and in some cases even 5 years later, where they've had Invisalign, they've had whitening, they've had injection molding, and they've been wearing their retainers, and everything looks exactly like it did 5 years ago, which is truly amazing.
That really is amazing. Doctor, how can patients ensure the best results from their Invisalign treatment?
So you want to make sure you come to all your appointments. You got to use your Chewies. You got to make sure that you do wear them 22 hours a day. If you don't, then you're just cheating yourself, and keeping your teeth clean. I think we've covered most of that. It's just so easy. If you do what we say, then no one gets hurt.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So what long-term benefits can patients expect after completing their Invisalign journey?
So the amazing thing is the improved oral health, because at OptiSmile, we're all about optimizing your oral health and then enhancing or enabling you to smile with confidence. And so the oral health is really a big plus. Teeth that are crossed over are very hard to clean. Once those teeth are straight, we find that the patients are able to clean them much better. Their gums are much healthier. We see, and we've discussed this before, that a huge boost in confidence, both in personal and professional settings. And a lot of times the patients got a more comfortable bite. Their teeth were were locked in a difficult position, which caused strain on their jaw, and in some cases even headaches and TMJ pain. And that can be quite complex, but we do see a lot of patients with sore or stiff jaws that after Invisalign, their jaw feels a lot more comfortable. And in some cases, people that were getting headaches, their headaches go away. They can maintain their smile with their retainers, knowing that they've made a long-term investment in their dental health, and that very little or nothing is going to change. And life will continue to be amazing. Yeah.
I'm also wondering, can it, make your jaw appear a little bit more prominent or a bit more square or more attractive after using Invisalign?
Yeah, so that's a very big benefit, especially on patients that have crowding or have had extraction orthodontics when they were younger. We see patients, a lot of females, I'm yet to see a male who's had lip fillers, but females that get these injections in their lips and make their lips all thicker. And there's patients that haven't gone that route because they think it looks fake or unnatural. And instead, they've read about or heard about how moving your teeth into a better position can help to support the lips and give them a better shape. And that's one of the big benefits we see when we're seeing older female patients in their 40s or 50s. A lot of the wrinkles around the mouth disappear, and they have a much fuller smile. And especially if they have injection molding as well, where we're improving the length of the teeth using digital smile design. We've done several, I think, 4 podcasts about veneers and injection molding. But basically, it can change the appearance of the entire lower third of the face. And it really goes just beyond inside the mouth, the whole jaw. If someone's had a cross bite and we've uncrossed the teeth, we can fix center lines. There's often, before we start, some asymmetry. The nose can look crooked because the teeth are in the wrong place. And once you line the nose and the teeth up, the whole face looks a lot straighter. We always look at the patients where their ears are and their nose and the line between their pupils, and we look at what's called something called a cant, C-A-N-T, and we go as far as we can to address that and to make everything look level. And that's where in nature where beauty comes from is from symmetry and balance. And so that's a good question. Thanks for that.
Yeah, so it really impacts your confidence and lifestyle in all ways possible.
Yes, we see it, and we have patients tell us how much it's affected their lives. As I say, a lot of people that don't have partners, they bring their partners in for Invisalign or for whitening or just to get a cleaning. And these are people that when they first came to us, that they were going through changes, either had never had a relationship or were going through a divorce and wanted to fix their appearance so they could get back out there and socialize. And it's been very successful for many of those patients. In other cases, of course, it's just someone maybe that there's a little thing that just bugs them and it's not as noticeable. So I don't want to exaggerate the benefits, but most of the time when someone goes through that financial and time commitment, it's usually something that's going to mean a lot to them. No matter how small we think the problem is, it's really about what the patients think. And you know, if they feel less self-conscious as they go through the treatment, they sort of come out of their shell. And I've said it also has the other benefit of inspiring people to take better care of their overall health and appearance. We see people doing things with their hair and starting to wear makeup, or they go for laser treatment to remove, you know, little blood vessels in their cheeks or in their nose, and just general, you know, improvement in their appearance and their personality. They become a lot more outgoing and, you know, positive influences in their relationship, and like I said, their their self-esteem. They always got a big smile on their face when they come in, and we see them every 6 months afterwards for cleanings. And it just, it seems to be in every case, people that were very quiet and reserved seem to become like the life of the party.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's yeah. Terrific. Yeah. Doctor, let's say there's a bit of a scenario. What should patients do if they lose or damage an aligner?
So the reason, one of the reasons why we don't give people all their aligners is just so in case they somehow lose them, which can happen. We've had patients that have gone overseas and they had all their aligners in a backpack which got stolen or something like that, or something went overboard when they were on a yacht. We've heard all kinds of stories. In general, we give patients anywhere from, in the first visit, we give them two aligners. They come back at visit number three and we put on any attachments. And then depending on when they need the IPR or the polishing, we'll give them anywhere from 4 to maybe 6 or 8 aligners. But if somebody's on, say, aligner number 7 and they've been wearing it for 4 or 5 days and for some reason the dog chews it or they lose it, they can go to number 8. Number 8 might feel a little bit tighter than usual the first day, but they can continue with number 8. If you're, say, on number 7 and you've had it for a day and you lose it, you could try number 8, but it might be too tight, in which case you go back. You always keep your aligners until the end of treatment, but if you don't keep all of them, you keep at least the last one. So you can go, in that case, back to number 6 and then get in touch with us and we can advise. There are times where we can order a spare aligner or a replacement, because Invisalign's obviously got digital records of everything. Or if you're on number 6 and you've lost number 7, 8, 9, and 10, we can order those in for you. We don't want people to skip aligners if possible. But yeah, you wear the previous one or you go to the next one. It's not really a big deal. It doesn't happen very often. You'd think with teenagers and kids it would happen a lot, but we really find that doesn't happen in South Africa, maybe in other countries, but yeah, we don't have that experience.
Okay, well, that's good. And our final question for today, some more tips from you, Dr. Yudelman. What are the common mistakes that patients make during their Invisalign treatment, and how can this be avoided?
So that's a good way to end up, because people need to know the stuff. And although we might have hinted on it before, you know, very important is if you have braces or generic aligners even, or Invisalign, you do not want to neglect your oral hygiene. You need to make sure that you maintain good oral hygiene, especially if you have braces. It can be very, very difficult. Otherwise, the braces come off and there's cavities or gum issues. So very important to brush and floss and to have regular checkups. We'll always check your oral hygiene when you come in for your aligner changes, and make sure that you keep up your regular oral hygienist visits for a clean and a polish. Not cleaning your aligners properly, like just taking them out, leaving them with some debris or food. Because you're changing Invisaligns weekly, you know, you can't go too wrong. But we have had patients come in where they've had a previous aligner in for only a week, and it can be, you know, a bit stinky, or it's got some staining because they were maybe eating a chocolate bar or doing something that we told them not to do. So obviously maintaining aligner, you know, hygiene. You don't want to rinse your aligner under very, very hot water, because you can melt it. And then skipping aligner changes or appointments. It's very important that you change your aligners on track. So if we put you on a 10-day or a 7-day or a 14-day, the app will remind you when it's time to change to your next aligner. So that helps. And then if you're on number 8 and at number 10, we're supposed to do some IPR or change an attachment, which we don't often do. Normally all the attachments go on at the beginning. But if you happen to have number 11 and 12 and you just keep going and you haven't come in to see us, you'll start going off track, and sometimes we have to backtrack. And the biggest mistake that people can make is not wearing them 22 hours a day, or close to that, and or leaving them out for one day here and one day there. I did a video consult with a patient the other day, a few days ago on Wednesday, from the US. He's coming here on a church mission to Zimbabwe, and he's also coming to Cape Town on holiday. And in his new patient form, he put there that he had Invisalign, and it was a biggest waste of time and money because he didn't wear them. And when I spoke to him on his video consult, he said no, he was really bad. He was only wearing them at night and they didn't work, and he knew that it was his fault. But we've never had that in South Africa, where people pay a lot of money and don't listen. So, you know, maybe these things happen. You know, I know this podcast is available all over the world, so maybe someone in the US or in the UK is listening. So don't do that. That's the best advice I can give. Yeah,
lots of self-discipline. And I mean, you're making the investment in improving yourself, so you got to pull through. It sounds like
and
you really support
you for a second. And the biggest mistake someone can make if they've had braces or any kind of aligners is to not wear your retainers. At least with Invisalign, there is a warranty. If you have Invisalign Comprehensive and you haven't worn your retainers, and it's now 2 years down the road and your teeth have gone crooked, and your case hasn't expired, you can come back to OptiSmile, or if you're overseas, you get your case transferred. And we can order additional aligners to get your teeth back into position again at no charge. Invisalign won't charge you. There's a guarantee. The dentist, whether it's us or another dentist, there's going to be some charges because of clinical, you know, chair time and so on. And then you're obviously going to have to pay for new retainers again at the end. But that's the biggest mistake anyone could make, is if you get your teeth straightened, you got to wear retainers for the rest of your life. So I just had to add that in at the end of all of this.
Yeah, but I think the support that you give your patients, I think that's incredible, and it helps a lot. And you're really with them every step of the way. I think that's so important.
Yes, of course. And that's something that we pride ourselves in. And right now we've got over 350 five-star reviews on Google. And it's not just that we've got so many five-star reviews. It's the wonderful things that people have written about us, especially people that were nervous about straightening their teeth or any other treatment. And once they've finished the treatment, you know, they take the time to write these reviews, and we really appreciate that type of feedback from our patients. And I encourage anyone who is sitting on the fence about dentists or about any kind of treatment to go and read reviews, find out, you know, success stories from other patients that have had similar treatments. In the reviews, people might mention Invisalign or mention teeth whitening, and you can get an idea of actual people's experience.
And that wraps up the Invisalign series, 6 episodes of Invisalign content. And that was here on the Save Your Money, Save Your Teeth podcast. Dr. Uniman, thank you so much. This has been very, very informative.
Thank you, and really appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you next week with a big surprise episode. We won't reveal it until the day before.
Yeah, I don't even know what it's about, so I'll find out with the listeners. That sounds interesting.
Keep well.
You too. Thank you so much once again, Dr. Uniman, for sharing your expertise with us. And also a big thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Remember, while we strive to provide valuable insights, always consult with your own dental professional for advice tailored to your personal health. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcasts for more enlightening discussions. And join us again next week as we continue to explore the fascinating intersection of dental health and financial savvy. Until then, keep smiling and taking great care of your teeth.
Discover the world of dental excellence with OptiSmile. Join us for a weekly podcast featuring Dr. Clifford Udelman, a seasoned expert with 40 years of dental experience across four continents. Gain unique insights and expert dental advice by visiting optismile.co.za for articles that illuminate the path to optimal oral health. If you're seeking unparalleled dental care in Cape Town, get in touch with OptiSmile or book directly online on optismile.co.za. OptiSmile, where global expertise meets local care.